Ah, you're here. You're actually a bit early this time. I admire your dedication to being punctual, but in the future, I would advise you to try and be exactly on time. You shouldn't keep your mistress waiting, but you also shouldn't risk interrupting her before she's ready for you. Still, it's better than the alternative, I suppose. Come here and sit down with me. No, I think you've earned the right to sit rather than be a seat for me. You've made quite impressive progress lately, particularly considering your lesser nature. Sit. Oh, silly servant. Of course this food doesn't seem like something I'd eat. It's meant for you. Yes, I thought that today I would grant you the honor of eating in my presence instead of the servants' quarters. I even gave you some scraps of meat along with the usual rations. Now that you're in such a special position, I think you deserve a bit more than just bread crusts and old cheese. I know it's not usually in my nature to give away treats and privileges so frivolously, but it's just been so long since I've had a servant who I thought deserved more than the bare necessities. You certainly seem to have responded well to your augmentations. So often the procedure permanently scars and cripples the subject. I suppose all those failures are what allowed the process to be perfected, though. I'm certainly glad you didn't have to be yet another stepping stone to success. Not to mention your training has been moving along so smoothly. I remember how you used to struggle and squirm when I or my daughters would use you to entertain ourselves. You still struggle, of course, but only enough to make the whole affair more interesting. And you've finally gotten your screams to just the right volume where it's funny, not annoying. Oh my, are you already finished? Do you always eat so quickly? Ah, I hadn't realized I forgot to feed the servants yesterday. I do try to remember, but some days there are just more pressing matters. I'm sure you understand. Well, now that you're finished, let's get you all dressed up. Oh yes, I thought it was time you stopped wearing those old scratchy servants' clothes. It's not as though I'm going to dress you up in fine silks or anything, but anyone favored by the Dimitrescus should be better dressed than that. Now, get changed, and let's see how this looks on you. Hush. There's no call for you to be bashful. Don't forget that it is your purpose in life to do whatever I wish for you to do. There, that's better. I think I made the right choice. Red is most certainly your color. Not to mention, bloodstains won't be quite as obvious. Good. I think you're just about ready. Now I wonder where... Ah, perfect timing. Come in, dear.
Hello, Mother. I couldn't wait, so I stopped a bit earlier than you said. And hello to you too, servant. I haven't seen very much of you since that incident. It's almost like you're trying to avoid me, and I wasn't even the one who pushed you down the stairs.
But you did set your older sister up for it. Take note, servant, that though she is early like you were, I won't reprimand her for it. Always remember that the rules that apply to you don't apply to your betters.
Oh, Mother, you're always so persnickety. If he's too early, then just make him stand and wait. What does it matter?
Oh, Daniela, that is exactly why I still have reservations about this arrangement. As my daughter and a member of the Dimmitt Rescue family, you need to demand perfection of your inferiors. Otherwise, they'll just walk all over you. Anyway, welcome. I'm sure you're wondering why I've called you and my youngest here. Well, it's about that matter we discussed previously, regarding your betrothal. If you recall, I was considering taking you for myself to teach my daughters a lesson about self-control. Honestly, I still would love to have you all to myself. But my youngest daughter here, Daniela, has been so very, very good lately, helping me with family matters, taking initiative to improve herself, you know. So I have been considering...
She's going to give you to me! Oh, I'm so excited! I have so many things I want to do to you!
As I was saying, I am considering giving you to her. If, and that's only if, she proves that she knows how to properly treat a subservient spouse. I would hate to see you broken or wasted.
You worry too much, Mother. I know exactly how to treat him, how far I can push him without breaking him.
And that's exactly what I'm worried about. You're young, well, relatively speaking. I'm sure you think you know where the line is, but I need to be certain.
Fine. So you told me you were going to test me, right? What do I have to do? I hope it's going to be quick, because I have all kinds of things planned for him today.
Silly girl. If you want to prove that you're ready, acting impatient isn't a wise choice. Anyway, all you need to do is show me how you plan to play with him. Demonstrate you know how to be rough without permanently ruining him.
Really? Oh, this is going to be easy. Come here, servant. This is going to be real fun.
Servant, make sure not to hold back any screams. I won't be interfering unless she gets overly violent. But it will be helpful for both of us if you let us know if you're in pain.
Plus, I really like it when they scream. Now, where to get started? I want to finally taste some of that sweet-smelling blood of yours. Hold still. All I need to do is run my nail along your cheek. Isn't that so lovely and sharp? Can you feel how easily it cuts? Perfect. Now, I wonder, how does it taste? Ooh, it's even better than I thought. I love the richness of it. So, what do you think of that, Mother?
I'd say it was very good, but I know that you're intentionally holding back. The whole point of this is to see exactly how far you'll go before stopping.
Oh, all right. But I really think you're taking this test much too seriously. Let's see. What's next? Ooh, I have a fun idea. Hold out your arm for me, servant. Mm-hmm, just like that. I've always been curious. How far do you think it can twist? You look scared. Good. That's half the fun, after all. Now, let me just hold you right here and pull like this. Ooh, I didn't expect those sounds. It's like a rope that's been straining. Let's just see how much more it can take. That's a good scream, servant. Keep it up. A little more. Almost completely backwards. Mother really did toughen you up. I think I can go quite a bit further.
That's far enough, Daniela. Any more twisting and his arm will be unusable. This is exactly what I thought would happen. You always go straight for causing as much physical damage as possible.
Oh, what? Wait, I really wasn't going to go any further, I promise.
Don't lie to me, child. We both know you were. I'm sorry, but you just aren't ready for a husband yet.
Oh, please, Mother. I was just a bit excited, that's all. Can't you give me another chance? Just a small one?
You make it so hard to refuse you, my dear. All right, you can have another chance, but first, I'm going to give you a little demonstration so that you understand the proper way of doing things.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I'll watch closely, I promise.
Wonderful. Now, servant, I want you to lie down on the floor. You know better than to question me. On the floor, now. That's better. Now, Daniela, if you really want to get the most out of your spouse, you need to understand how to get the reaction you want out of them with the least amount of damage. Twisting his arm all the way around will certainly elicit all sorts of screams, struggling, and blood. But after 4 times, you've run out of limbs. What will you do then?
Ah, I think I see your point, Mother. I get more use out of him if I make sure he can heal fast after.
Precisely. And this is just a personal preference of mine, but I find that physical pain is a bit boring. At least, just on its own. If you try it, you might find that pain and humiliation combined is much more entertaining. Watch what happens when I step on him.
Ooh, I like that expression.
You see, it's not just pain, although it certainly hurts him quite a bit with these heels. He's humiliated as well, forced to allow me to treat him like literal dirt under my feet. And here's the best part. If I really want to hurt him, I can. If I were to step on that arm you twisted...
Ooh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. And despite how much it hurts, it actually hasn't damaged him much. Remember, it's always smarter to agitate an old injury than to create a new one.
Yes, Mother.
Very good. Now, would you like to give it a try?
Of course!
Very good. Now, don't spend all your time stepping on the arm. You'll let him get accustomed to it, and then it won't be as much fun.
he's crying a little bit. Are you crying, servant? You're not supposed to do that, you know. If I want to hear crying, I can just go down to the dungeon for a while. Maybe we should just take you down there instead.
Ah, oh, very nice. Threats are an excellent touch. You can create as much terror with words as you can with pain, sometimes more.
Thank you, Mother. Does this mean I'm ready?
You're still a bit overzealous, if you ask me. Stomping like that could be a problem if your heel punctures something. Oh, I suppose it's all right. Just avoid his organs. I'm sure you know where all the risky spots are.
Of course! I've carved up enough people to know where all the important parts are.
It's a difficult decision. Part of me wants to keep him all to myself. What to do? What was that? If I'm not mistaken, servant, did you just try to tell me what decision to make?
Ooh, that was a big mistake!
It certainly was. And here I thought that you'd learned your lesson. Perhaps your training isn't over after all. On all fours, servant. I don't care if your arm hurts. On all fours. In a way, I'm almost relieved. You've come to make such a nice chair. Daniela, perhaps you'd like to sit with me.
Well, I would like to, but there's not much room.
I see your point. Perhaps sometimes I forget how shapely I've become. You could always sit on my lap, I suppose.
It's been so long since I've sat on somebody's lap. Well, all right.
Hold steady, servant. Injured arm or not, you must hold up both of us, or your punishment will be much more severe.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Earlier you said you were having trouble deciding whether to give him to me, right? Well, I think I have a solution to help us out. You know, even if you gave him to me to be my husband, I'd still let you play with him, too. You know that, right?
Would you really? That's very thoughtful of you, dear. In that case, perhaps I'll let you take him for a while to see how things go.
Really? Oh, thank you, Mother!
Do you hear that, servant? It looks like you'll be a plaything for the both of us from now on. Aren't you pleased? It will be twice the work, but twice the honor as well. Lucky, lucky you.
Ha, 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 ha,